This is, by the way, this is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior. This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, at beautiful Hamlin College at the Bristol Center. It's wide open. It's reunion weekend, so people must think something of me. And WHCL.org. And I think the Calypso's lost a few people on those streams. I don't know. I think they were just, you know, too much. But I like that stuff. I really do. Anyway, this will be happier stuff here. Let's listen to this. Mantovani, which is not a side dish, but Mantovani, the orchestra leader, in 1937, Where Are You? George Barclay on the vocal there, and that's a lovely song. I usually associate Mantovani with all those elevators, but before he got in the elevators, he was a good band leader. And before that, Gracie Fields with her plaintive cry. It could be plaintive, too. A little bit of both, maybe. Plaintiff and plaintive. Walter, Walter, lead me to the altar. It's a breach of promise suit. 1938. And that was a huge hit for Gracie. Another Lancashire lass, indeed. Very, very nice. I should play more George Formby. Have a whole Lancashire program. And it would appeal to people in Lancashire. That's where half of my lineage comes from. And I can't say where the other half comes from. Anyway, before that... Before that, I had a PSA. But now, here's a composer that is very appropriate for today because You would think his name would be associated with the weather, because indeed it's quite warm. But this is Wilbur Sweatman, and I could be a Sweatman too. Original jazz band in 1920. And he's on an old Columbia, and this is a Jazz Oracle reissue. Think of me, little daddy. There's a rather disparaging one. That was Ben Sullivan in 1925. And this is what my wife sometimes calls me, loud-speaking papa. And it's not just because she occasionally hears my voice through a loudspeaker either. I'm not a quiet type. No, sir. And before that, Lucille Hegeman, if that's how it's pronounced. I'm sure I will get correction from those who know if it is not. Papa, Papa from 1923, beginning with Wilbur Sweatman's original jazz band, Think of Me, Little Daddy, from 1920. And yes, Wilbur's sweating today, and I've been sweating today too, and especially when I installed the air conditioner. And but I have to say, I finally bought a pair of cans, headphones, to you non-radio type people, that actually are light and don't make my ears bleed when I put them on. So I'm happy to say that. That's just a minor sidelight on the path to radiola wisdom here. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Thank you so much for listening tonight. Here's, keeping with the Papa stuff, here's Reuben River Reeves and his River Boys in 1929 with Papa Skag Stomp. And if you like scat singing, well, you'll be surprised.
Thank you.
Dancing in that set, and some of it was good. That was good. That was Clarence Williams and his Jazz Kings in 1931 with Papa Dee Da Da. And, boy, that's a, what a side that is. Very, very nice stuff. Before that, Earl Father Hines. That's the only reason I picked that one. But it's a good side. That's the other reason. And I think Earl does a bit of scatting and does a nice job. And Good Little Bad Little You. Beginning with Reuben River Reeves and his River Boys, Papa Skag Stomp, in 1929. And the less said about that scat singing, the better. And I'm Andy Senior, and sometimes the less I say, the better, but I have to give the station ID occasionally, too. WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And later, this show will be up on Live 365. If you can take it again, that's where it'll be. And we continue now on this... this week before Father's Day edition, because, as I say, I always assume the calendar is on my side, but it's not. The time is not on my side. I have a half an hour left to fill, as a matter of fact, but I got the music for that. Here's Harry Richman in 1930, and this is a nice song for a change. Yes, indeed.
That you're the one girl I adore. Gratitude inflates my bosom more and more. When I see your slender grace, analyze your form and face, then I think how much I must be thankful for. Oh, thank your father, thank your mother. With one another. Thank the horse that pulled that buggy that night. Thank your dad for being just a bit high. Thank the June night. Thank the moonlight that caressed you from above. And thank goodness for their marriage and for that baby Carrie, or I have no one to love. Thank the little horse that pulled a buggy that night. Thank your dad for being just a bit high. Thank the June night. Thank the moonlight that caressed you from above. And thank goodness for their marriage and for that baby Carrie, or I'd have no one to love. Name was Stanley, thank goodness he was manly, or I'd have no one to
sleeping in bed. If you were peeping, you'd find that I'm weeping instead. My loving daddy left his baby again. Said he'd come back, but he forgot to say when. Night after night, I'm crying. Daddy, won't you please come home? Daddy, won't you please come home? I'm so lonesome. No one can fill that vacant chair. Home isn't home when you're not there. No need to know, the door is open for you. Read, Daddy, even the clock keeps ticking. Daddy, won't you please come home? Daddy, do you have to roam so very long? There's lots of old new sheep who would like to be shaken. Haven't slipped yet, but I'm liable to weaken. Daddy, Daddy, won't you please come home?
Could anybody
be so darn unfair. You let me hang around till I learned to care. Didn't you even laugh and leave me crying there? Was that for you the thing to do? Was that for you the thing?
Well, that fits into the theme. I'll let you figure it out. Fits. The Boswell sisters, Connie, Martha, and Vet, in 1932. Was that the human thing to do? Great little bit of Tommy Dorsey. You heard Dick McDonough on the guitar in there. And you can always tell it's him. Well, at least I can, because I've trained my ears to do it. And before that, Annette Hanshaw. Lovely recording. Daddy, Won't You Please Come Home? 1929. Beginning with Harry Richman. A more positive aspect, because we have to, you know, we have to give equal time to that, too. I don't want to be totally negative, even though I am most of the time. Papa, thank your father. Yes, indeed. Thank him. Thank him a lot. 1930. And this is Radiola. We've got a little less than half an hour to go. We're going to continue now with a little advice to prospective fathers, perhaps, or fathers that don't want to be prospective fathers, perhaps. Bessie Tucker in 1929. Better boot that thing.
Thank you. Jesus, oh Jesus, I was up full and I done forgot the words. No, the ding dong, Granny from too bad, all the same to the stars. Ding dong, down, down, ding dong, Granny from too bad. Oh, baby, just to see myself, and but it did it, but bye.
Somebody Loves Me. Indeed, that was, and I wonder who it could be. That was Jimmy Harrison, the trombonist, and doing a very, very, very nice vocal with Fletcher Henderson in 1930 with Somebody Loves Me. And that's a, what a song that is. That's amazing stuff. And I got to say, that's great. And before that, we had Louis Armstrong, of course, with his Bravura version of I'm a Ding Dong Daddy. And I almost played another version of that, but I thought I'd play... How can you go wrong with that? That's just about the best one. And you really can't. It's just perfect. There's no question about that at all. And we began with Bessie Tucker with advice, with very good advice. And I'll even consider that a public service announcement, although I may back it up later with a real one. Better boot that thing, 1929. And this is Radiola. We got one more set of stuff here to play, and then we're going to take off. But we're going to be in next week, same time. By the way, tomorrow night, listen to Mark Fuller's radio show. That starts at 8 p.m. He will be on for Retro Radio tomorrow night. I don't know what the schedule is going to be for that particular program. I know he'd like to do both the country show and the rock and roll show, and I know a lot of those have listeners, a lot of listeners out there. So let's hope that we get him on twice, because I know he wants to do it. He's raring to go for that. So we're not gonna begrudge Mark that at all. And I look forward to the show tomorrow night. And continuing now on Radiola, we have Benny Goodman with 1934 before his big band success, but doing very well here with Mildred Bailey on the vocal. Another rather positive song, which occasionally you have to throw in there just so people can get totally irritated. Old Pappy. Thank you.
chasing shadows, chasing love dreams in vain, while my heart keeps on singing just a lonely refrain. I'm chasing shadows, all is cloudy above, like a shadow I'm drifting, hoping I'll find my love. Love, who knows, someday someone may come along and change my lonely song to happiness. Until the darkness fades into the dawn, I'll just go on, I guess, chasing shadows. Just a dreamer am I, hoping I'll find a rainbow when the clouds come rolling by.
Shadows, and indeed that's what a lot of us do, and not to say that when we weren't deprived, because a lot of us grew up with fathers in the home, but not necessarily biological fathers, if you get my drift, and maybe you do because it's so warm, but there is that, so that's a mystery for some of us on this planet, and that mystery shan't be solved perhaps in this lifetime, and I can live with that, because if you, despite what kind of upbringing you may have had or what contributed to your particular genetic cocktail, you're basically responsible for what comes out of it and what you make of yourself. And if you have to transcend those things, sometimes knowing who all your relatives are is a handicap. And I won't go any further into that, but occasionally that's the case. So, yeah, we're chasing shadows. We're looking for those things, and maybe we don't want to find out anything. Once we find it out, maybe we'll be rather unsettled by that revelation. But I grew up in a nice household with a mother and father. Yes, indeed, I did. Adoptive, of course. So I'm still looking for half of that. And when I find the other half, maybe I won't. And maybe I'll just stop looking. Because, you know, it's late in the game now. And I'm done pretty well here. This is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and that's my legal name, yes. And we've been discussing fatherhood of a slipperier variety than you're used to, and that's why I'm gonna give you a week to recover before the real Father's Day, which will be a week from Sunday. Louis Prima and his gang, 1935. Before that, we had Benny Goodman and Mildred Bailey, Old Pappy. That was 1934, and now, because I feel it's been a busy day for me, and how could you end with better than this? Here's Paul Robeson, recording in Britain in 1934. Little man, you've had a busy day.
Little man, you've had a busy day. has been won. The enemy is out of sight. Come along, there, soldier, put away your gun. The war is over for tonight. Time to stop your scheming. Time your day was through. Can't you hear the bugle softly say? Time you should be dreaming. Little man, you've had a busy day. Little man, you're crying. I know why you're blue. Someone took your kitty car away. You better go to sleep now. Little man, you've had a busy day. Johnny won your marbles, I know. I'll tell you what we'll do. Dad'll get you new ones right away. Better go to sleep now, little man, you've had a busy day. You've been playing soldier, the battle has been won, the enemy is out of sight. Come along there, soldier, put away your gun.